10:55 a.m., just barreling through space at a million miles an hour on my swivel chair, editing some dimwit's proposal. Four conjunctions and five prepositions in one sentence. One sentence. Non sequiturs abound, and it's time for me to go full-fledged nausea. So I begin to contemplate whether I'm more of a conjunction or a preposition. Truthfully, this isn't even my job. I'm not supposed to be here, and certainly no one else is going to review these edits. I just snuck in one day when I had nothing to do, and happened to be wearing a black mod dress, all harmless and Asian, with a sincere craving for corporate air conditioning. In fact, I was in mourning, and when I stepped into the office building, it simply felt so nice. You know, misery adages, etc. Anyway, I can't leave now. There's a printed name badge on my cube, and I hate to see paper go to waste. Also, I'm beginning to figure it out. I'm a conjunction. An ampersand, to be precise. Almost certainly. A disorienting inkblot, tangled in its own orbit that shoots off into zero gravity before ending very abruptly. I am imperceptible in my own hands. It's a relief to have these kinds of thoughts straightened out. Having finally found some balance, my appetite starts to peak. So I walk to the pantry, where Betty, my desk neighbor, has posted a threatening note. To whomever accidentally took the Trader Joe's falafel that clearly was not yours, please kindly return it and stop grocery shopping in the refrigerator. I open the door. I see the falafel. I take it.